following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hey everybody.
Hey, Nikki Madigan's with us again today on Wilson Wednesdays. And we're sitting in the green room, which has been freshly designed.
Not green, but freshly designed.
It's not green. Yes. In fact, blue. It's the blue room. Anyways, we have Nikki Madigan with us and literally had the idea that school is starting soon.
Yep.
The rhythm of school. So if you're a grandparent and your grandkids are heading back to school, and if you're a parent, then your kids are heading back to school, whether that's homeschool or whether that's going back to a school. And the rhythms of life completely change.
It's true.
For schooling.
It's fall. Things begin again.
It's like vacation yeah. time is over.
Yes.
Some of you are celebrating, thinking, yes, I will send them off to school and have some peace. Others are thinking, I've got to get curriculum ready because I'm going to start teaching my kids.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, the rhythm changes completely in this season. And the new year and Christmas and all those things are coming up soon. So we just prepare for those things. But what I thought would be good is if we had somebody who had been a teacher, still is a teacher,
yes.
17 years,
yes.
And get the mindset of a teacher. So some of you maybe who are teachers or who are sending your kids to be taught by teachers could get an idea kind of like what's going on inside of the teacher's
yeah,
mind
it's
right
true.
Now.
This is how I see years still. It doesn't go from like January to December. It goes like September to June, July, August. So yeah, it's kind of a rhythm, yeah, for teachers. So I know that a lot of you who are teachers maybe, parents who are sending their kids back, or you're double duty, parent and teacher doing the homeschool thing, you're gearing up. So keep going, keep on it. We'll be praying for you. And then for the teachers who are getting things ready, because there's a lot on a plate at the beginning of the school year, and you want to do it all really well for these kids coming in. So
what is something that all-star parents do for their teachers?
Ooh, that is a really
like you had
question.
Like a parent who came to you and did what?
Yes. Man, come to school on time as much as possible. Being ready, asking how you can help your teacher, and being willing to do those maybe mundane, boring type things. I was like, hey, here's 500 booklets to staple. And the parents that would do it, I was like, thank you so much. Being willing to kind of do any job.
So if you want to minister to your teachers, mm-hmm. be a good example, a good model to your teachers
yeah.
of what maybe a believer would do in their world. Those are some things. Bethany, my wife, she always helped out in the classroom. She had a day where she would go in and she would do the stapling of
yes.
papers and whatever secretly, because she wanted to be a part of our
yeah.
kids' education and
just
kind of seeing
too.
What was going on. But
yeah.
But honestly, she got to know the teachers
mm-hmm.
That all of our kids have had and
yeah.
and loved the conversations with them. And
most teachers, yeah, we want to have that relationship with the parents. So I think it's important to open that communication with them. And most teachers will do that with you at the beginning anyway. But wanting to establish, just how's it going? How's my child doing? That kind of stuff. We love to connect with parents because we know that you're your child's first teacher, really, most important teacher. So that connection between school and home is important.
And Nikki, who is our children's ministry director here at Refuge Now, she would love your prayer for...
Yes. Oh, man. Everything. No, I'm just kidding.
Just pray for everything.
All the things.
If you think about it, pray for it.
No, right now we're kind of in the process of working on... We have a curriculum, the Bible Timeline curriculum, and so praying that God would just really use that to kind of give kids that big overarching story of the Bible. We're kind of revamping a little bit of the lessons, kind of making them more interactive. So just for vision and ideas for that, I feel like it's already coming, but kind of getting all the multiple intelligences of kids going on, tactile and visual kids. And so working on that.
And I would say too, if you are a parent of one of the kids in our children's ministry, get to know Nikki.
Yes.
Just like as she was a teacher and she wanted to have relationship with the parents.
Yes.
She desires that with you.
Same.
If you're someone who has a grandkid in the children's ministry, get to know Nikki. And if you're someone who doesn't have a kid in children's
just
ministry,
just come back and say hey.
Just say hey. And pray for
yes.
the children's ministry here at Refuge, that it would continue to be mm-hmm. impactful
yes.
as it has for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But now with Nikki there, pray for her.
Yeah, and let us know how one of our big goals is to support you as the parents, because you're your child's primary spiritual leader and teacher. Yeah. And so we want to help you. And so if there's anything that we can do for you or that has been difficult or anything, just come talk to us. We want to be there to support you guys.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays. Again, as the school year starts and rhythms start, different rhythm than the summer rhythm, just be involved in your kids' lives, in your grandkids' lives. Mm-hmm. And if you can, be involved with the teachers and with children's ministry. Mm-hmm. And for sure praying for them, but maybe just going and saying, how can I help you? What can I do to support you? All right, Lord, just be with us this year as we start this new school year. And I know some people are already back at school, but some are starting in this week and the week to come. Lord, would you just be with those teachers? Would you use them, utilize them, bless them this year? Lord, in any way we at Refuge can be a support to our teachers and our children's ministry and our teachers of school, Lord, I pray that we'd be able to step forward and maybe just take that extra little step to support them in any way you call us to. Pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Have a great school year.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.